Welcome to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Starting out today's program with Steve Brady, the head golf professional at Oakland Hills Country Club. Steve, I don't think you were planning on what happened to start the golf season this year. What an amazing set of circumstances.
Yeah, Jerry, February 17th was just a bad day here at Oakland Hills. It was the middle of the winter. There wasn't a ton going on. We were trying to prep for the beginning of the spring, and then we had a bad fire that destroyed our clubhouse. That was we were going to celebrate the 100th anniversary this coming year, and we had a lot of plans for celebrations and whatnot. I guess it just wasn't meant to be, but a lot of people have said, fortunately, no one was hurt. So, was it a tragic event? It's hard to say. A lot of people lost memories and, some memorabilia. But 3 months into it, a little bit over 3 months since that day. And we're starting to put things together. Still in the process of demolition of the clubhouse. So that's been going on for probably about a month or so. We're making it happen as a staff. We're putting things back together with temporary facilities and as a membership. People still love to play golf, boy. And the members here love to play the South Course, which was restored by Gil Hance, opened last July. And it is in spectacular condition. The North Course is great. It always is. Yeah, a lot going on here at Oakland Hills.
Yeah, that day, I will never forget it. I was in the airport in Florida having just played golf with a few of your members when my phone started blowing up, and I must have talked to or texted with 12 or 14 Oakland Hills members. I know a lot of the guys over there.
Sure.
And I've been, worked at the club since I was 14 years old. It was an amazing amount of history. The second largest wooden building in the state of Michigan next to the Grand Hotel. So I guess part of it's not surprising that it burned to the ground so quickly. But, Steve, I know there's a couple of amazing stories about some of the members and firefighters getting a lot of the memorabilia out.
Yeah, Jerry, it was, I was in our learning center at 8:30, a little while later, I hear sirens coming in, fire engines. And usually when that happens, somebody pulled a fire alarm or there was a false alarm or a security thing. It's happened in the past. But I saw this big fire engine coming in, and then right behind it was another one. I said, this isn't good. So, and then during the day, your mind goes in different directions. And I think the next time I looked at my watch, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it felt like it was a minute ago,
Right.
There was so much going on with, the fire departments coming in and the police, first responders, our staff, there were office staff in the second floor, that morning. They were up there. There were a couple members that had some, breakfast meetings. And then when they sent the alarm to get out, everybody got out, and then the firemen started to go in and try to figure out where it is and what it is and what's going on, and they worked as hard as they could all day long and well into the evening, and it was sad. They tried the best they could, and it was like you said, there was a wooden structure, old wood,
right?
And they always said, whenever we had a fire inspection, I said, boy, if this thing ever goes up, it's gonna go fast.
Right.
And it was amazing how quickly it was destroyed. And the wind was, it's kind of calm in the morning, and then the wind whipped up during the day, and then it got cold, and then it started snowing, and then the amount of water they were putting on the building was getting into the parking lot, freezing. Then it was freezing as it was cold and windy, and then it got icy. So our ground staff was on board with, they were bringing up salt from the grounds department to put on the parking lot because, people were slipping, and we were trying to get golf carts to help bring oxygen tanks from one of the fire trucks into where they were staging area. And so we were helping as much as we could. But it was just sad. It was just something to see how hard they tried, the firemen, to to rescue the building itself, and then they would go in and sort of have a human chain to remove some of the trophies from our major championships in the foyer. They got those out. They got a few other paintings from the walls. And,
right.
You know, but then there was a time where it wouldn't be safe to send in more people to try to save some things, and then it just became kind of a keep it under control situation later in the day, and so yeah, it was tough. It's still tough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the history of the building. Walter Hagen, a pro at the club, and Hogan at the U.S. Open. It's just they'll always be the living history, and I know the plans are to rebuild the basic clubhouse in as close a fashion to resemble what it once was. Is that right, Steve?
I think that's probably the plan. So it's a Mount Vernon style clubhouse.
Yeah,
and it's been added on over the years. You know, a piece here. The golf shop itself was used to be the bag room, and then around 2000, the clubhouse itself was renovated, and so the golf shop was added on with the basement dug underneath, and so that was added on. So that was a little different look from the original, but it was just, it's probably more the memories, the beauty of the clubhouse from the golf course.
Right.
That was a big reason why during the restoration with Gil Hance that some trees were removed so you'd have views of this beautiful clubhouse from all over the golf course where you couldn't, you know, over time. And so, you know, it's ironic that we open up the golf course in July 1st of last year, 2021, and all of a sudden in February, the clubhouse is destroyed. And it's just, so it's almost like one thing after another, you know, but the membership, I know they're tough and they're hardworking folks and they understand that, you know, a life happens, right? It's
yeah.
not always perfect. But for 100 years at Oakland Hills, we had a beautiful clubhouse and, you know, the history and the major championships and the U.S. Opens and the Ryder Cups. And but now it's, we're in a rebuilding mode and, we're wrapping our arms around it as a membership and a staff, I think. It's unique. It's new. I don't think anybody really has a playbook on how to rebuild a 100-year-old beautiful historic clubhouse destroyed by fire. But there's a lot of smart people here, membership and staff that is willing to dedicate time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears into making sure that the new clubhouse is as beautiful as the old one. And from there, I think there will be new history and new memories developed out of that, which is kind of neat. So,
yeah, we're going to skip around here a second because since you brought up the new history, so there's also now on the schedule U.S. Opens to be hosted again at Oakland Hills.
Yes, sir. Just recently, we had the USGA come out to Detroit. We had the announcement at the Detroit Athletic Club, and then we had a big gathering at the Townsend Hotel for the members later that afternoon. But we have US Junior coming up in 2024, and then right after that in 2029, the US Women's Amateur, and that's the 100th anniversary of Glenna Colette winning in 1929, and then in 2031, a US Women's Open, 2034, US Men's Open, 2038 U.S. Junior Girls, 2042 Women's Open, 2047 U.S. Amateur, and then in 2051 will be the 100th anniversary of Mr. Ben Hogan winning his U.S. Open at Oakland Hills, where he started the moniker of I brought this monster, this golf course, this monster to its knees.
Right.
So, and that's a big deal. It's not just for Oakland Hills, but for, you know, Southeast Michigan, the state of Michigan, golf around the world, because Oakland Hills has a lot of history and it's well known in the golfing community and the golfing world, and it's going to be great. So the membership is kind of bittersweet. We have that announcement, and shortly after, or the fire, and then shortly after that, we have the USGA
right.
coming in and making their announcement. But it's great for the club.
That's so 12 years from now is when it's going to host the U.S. Open for the men.
That, yes, sir.
Are you? What are your plans? Do you plan to be the host pro?
Well, you know, it's funny. We joke about it all the time. I was fortunate to play in two U.S. Opens back in the day.
Right.
And, you know, to try to qualify for U.S. Open in 12 years from now, I got to start stretching. And I got to get my short game a little bit better. But you know what? It's funny. 12 years, you know, as you get older, the years go by a little bit quicker. But 12 years will be on us like quick. I mean, we've already had some discussions about the U.S. Junior
right.
in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
which is a big deal. It's, you know, everything's televised now, and the young kids coming up, they're outstanding at a younger age. You know, look at Charlie Woods.
Yeah,
you know, he's a wonderful player. And women's golf is such a big deal now, which is great. So I think you'll see a lot going on at Oakland Hills, and that, you know, that men's open in 34. You know, that'll be here pretty quick too. So hopefully I'm still around in some capacity, but you know, we're just working on getting our golf shop set up right now because we're working out of the back end of the bag room, and but we'll be up and running shortly.
Yeah, I was good. So you know, I've talked to a number of members, and not all the plans are in works. I thought they were going to actually put the pro shop in a trailer out there, and I'm sure, and they set something else up on the north course as well, right?
Yeah, so the golf shop will be up and running hopefully in the next week or two.
Uh-huh.
We have some temporary modular units, probably 40 yards away from the old club or the old golf shop, and then on the north course we have a large tent right on the 10th and the first tee for dining. You know, food and beverage, and then on the attached to the back end of the bag room will be a pavilion for a large seating, 250 people or so. But yeah, and then we're gonna utilize the pool house for some food and beverage there. The practice facilities weren't touched, which is you know, really good news.
Uh-huh.
Maintenance barn wasn't affected, so it's just that everything's a little bit in. Not where it usually is, so, but it's good. The members, when they come back, some of them were gone for the winter. The first time they see it, we shed some tears and we cry a little bit. And, there's a lot of fond memories about that clubhouse. That's hard to take, but then once they see it a few times, most say, hey, let's move on and rebuild and come back stronger than ever. So, yeah.
Yeah. When we return here on Finding Fairways, we'll ask Steve Brady, head professional at Oakland Hills Country Club, a little bit more about the golf course and how this was going to work out for the members this particular year. When we return on Finding Fairways and Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Time to check in with our good friends at carlsgolfland.com. Tim Coyle's on the phone with me. And, Tim, here we are at Memorial Day weekend, and I just got my email blast from Carl's, and you've got some incredible patriotic gear on site this weekend.
Yeah, then a bunch of manufacturers have some great, you know, kind of USA America themed gear to help you represent out there on the course. Puma obviously has strong ties to the Volition brand, and you know, we have great stuff from, you know, Adidas, Tigua, G4. There's some really cool stuff that we've gotten in, some new apparel drops, some stuff that's on sale. You have some clubs, headwear, shoes. There's, you know, balls, bags. There's a little bit of everything that we've kind of compiled into that category, which you can find just by going to our website.
Yeah, and they make ideal gifts for Father's Day as well.
Yeah, they're great. You know, I don't know any dad that doesn't like a little USA gear every now and then to sprinkle in red, white, and blue.
Well, you know, even if your dad is a conservative dresser, he's always going to put on the red, white, and blue to represent. So you can never go wrong there. A couple other things we've been talking about as gifts, and you've got some great deals on rangefinders.
Rangefinders are hot right now, for sure. Bushnell still has there, which we've talked about before. They have their Father's Day deals going on right now in their electronic category. You know, the Wingman speaker, super popular, getting a discount right now, as well as some of the rangefinders and GPS units from Bushnell. And Blue Tees as well. Blue Tees Golf is kind of new to some people, but they make great rangefinders, affordable They're getting $20 off right now as well. And they actually have a new speaker as well they just introduced, which we just got in stock.
Yeah, it's the best way to get your rangefinder and to get some music out on the golf course. You got to go to carlsgolfland.com. And even if you don't order, sign up for their email deals because you get them all the time and you always find something worthwhile. So, Tim, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you on carlsgolfland.com.
Thank you, Jerry. We'll talk to you soon.
Back to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne continuing his discussion with the head professional at Oakland Hills Country Club, Steve Brady. And Steve, you know, a lot of talk this past week about Gil Hands and the redo that he did at Southern Hills that, you know, just looks spectacular. And obviously the corollaries are there with Hands finishing his project at Oakland Hills. So talk a little bit about that. Thank you so much for letting us out there last year playing with Dan Pohl. Was a real treat. It's a different golf course.
It's a different golf course because if you think about it, over time, trees grow in the fairways. Bunkers need to be managed and maintained. They say the shelf life of a bunker might only be 6, 8, 10 years, depending on the type of bunker.
Uh-huh.
And the greens at Oakland Hills have never really been touched to any extent. They've never really been restored or renovated to this extent. They've been expanded a little bit here and there, some of them. But Gil Hands came in and he drew up plans that the club approved. But once he started in October of 2019, it was right away. You could start to see things when certain trees were removed and he started removing some bunkers and started shaping some things. You could see a almost a brand new golf course with essentially the same routing. He only moved two greens, number 7 and number 3. 3 went back and farther out to the left, and number 7 was put back to its original position. And then originally there was a creek that meandered through the seventh hole, and then
right.
Over time it was a small pond and a bigger pond, and there were various architects that did that. But Gil said, let's put the original creek back in on 7. It's probably one of the nicest looking holes I think I've ever seen. And just now the views of the entire golf course, both from the clubhouse area and to the golf course, and from the course to that clubhouse area, it's just going to be spectacular. And when they rebuild the new clubhouse, I can't wait to see it. It's really going to be something.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I when I was watching all that coverage from Southern Hills and Hands revitalized a number of creeks that had grown over or been left behind, really made some interesting things there. And, you know, that's the one thing I thought about when I was playing Oakland Hills last fall, is that maybe he should have done a little bit more with that creek. I thought it would have been cool to run across second fairway because it used to do there and maybe wrap around the back of number 3. But, yeah, the change that they made to number 7 is wonderful.
Yeah, the seventh hole is from the tee, there's two parts to it. It looks like it's very tight because the creek crisscrosses twice off
right.
The tee and then into your approach shot. But it's really one of the wider fairways to a certain length on the golf course. So it kind of plays with your eyes that way. The other thing I want to mention, Jerry, the condition of the golf course. When Gil came in and Jim Wagner, along with Phil Cafari, our superintendent, and his staff, they put in, I don't know how much drainage across the entire golf course to remove water, not just from the fairways and the greens, but off the golf course as well, for, you know, the galleries and the
sure.
the out of play areas. And it is dry as a bone. And when we get a big rain event, let's say a couple 1, 2, 3 inches, the greens actually don't lose much speed because of the precision air units, where they can vacuum water out at a much higher rate than just gravity. But once the rain stops in a big rain event, those fairways are going to be playable very quickly, whereas before, you might have to either cancel the round or wait another day. So in major championships almost require that these days. Plus, for the membership and their guests, you know, we get a rain event, hey, call everybody off the course for an hour or two, then get back out there and you're ready to go. It's pretty unique the way Gil and his team have done it and the way Phil and his staff have kept it in good shape, or fantastic shape.
Well, there's no doubt that's exactly what happened in the last PGA. We had horrible weather when Patrick Harrington won.
2008,
yeah. We had to have whole crews come in and rebuild a couple of bunkers, and the course didn't play anything like it. So, yeah, the modern technology to be able to restore the golf course back to optimal playing condition in a hurry is got to be a factor. Steve, I wanted to go back a little bit to what club life will be like this year. There's going to be some dining, obviously not the big dining room spaces. You know, a lot of people eat dinner at Oakland Hills every night. And one of the lifebloods of the club is, you know, the community it's formed. Are you going to still hold all the member events? Will there be the invitationals and the club championships?
We haven't lost one of them. In fact, we're as we speak, we have about a 320-player Tuesday night nine-hole men's league. that's going on right now. It's a beautiful, today's beautiful day, very little wind. We're making use of the pool house area,
right?
And that's currently the dining area for, you know, groups of, you know, let's say more than 50 people, and we'll be able to accommodate them. Now we're staggering the tee times, so they'll be starting and finishing at different times. But that area, the first 2 weeks, it was cold. It was probably 48 and blowing.
Right.
So the wind chill was probably 35. But then the last couple weeks, it's been really nice, and the members love it. And they're just having a wonderful time.
They can't be
fine dining, cloth napkins, because we don't quite have the services, the kitchens up and running the way it was. But temporarily, I think we're in good shape. And the members certainly understand that, you know, it'll be a little different through this year for sure. And then as we get into the fall, we'll be able to get a handle on, you know, what do we really need? What could we have done better this current year going forward, and then make plans and then adjust along the way. And the club's committed to, a multi-year clubhouse rebuild, and we're in the process. We have some focus groups we've already talked to architects about, what do we need, where should things go, what could we do differently in the new clubhouse while retaining the same general look, the beautiful,
right,
probably white historic. I don't think you really want to mess with that too much. Maybe a little different size, maybe angled slightly differently, but it'll still be in the same general area, I'm sure.
Well, as long as they put the men's grill back where they were and it has that beautiful view down 18, Sam, we could see my parents' old house. That's all I care about.
Right? Yeah. The views were from the clubhouse were, it's like views from any beautiful building.
Yeah.
You mentioned Mackinac, the Grand Hotel. That's the reason people go there, the view from that clubhouse or from the hotel.
No. You're
looking out at, you know, there it's water, here it's the golf course. It's a beautiful, guys. It's a beautiful piece of property. It's awesome. And then to view major championships down the road, that's a gift. That's a blessing. But we're working on it. We go day by day, right? We have meetings. We have more meetings and then more meetings. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more meetings coming up. But I think the membership understands that it's a privilege to be here, and they're blessed to have the means to be here as members, and the staff. They work hard and they take pride in coming to work every day because it's Oakland Hills. It's a beautiful place. So
it's a Michigan landmark, not just in the terms of golf, but just purely for a state of Michigan, one of the things that makes this state great. Steve Brady, thanks for taking the time out from obviously a battery of meetings today and giving us the update on Oakland Hills. Best of luck this year. I hope I see you down there sometime this summer.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for listening, and thanks for, you know, what you do for golf in Michigan.
I appreciate that, Steve. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Welcome back to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne's on the phone with my old friend Judy Mason from Mishaway. And Mishaway, and Judy, this is a really special year for you guys at the Mishaway Pines course.
It is. We're excited. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this season, all season long. We're just going to celebrate from the start to finish here.
You know, the course has really held up over the years. You might think that a course that was built in the 70s might lack personality or just become irrelevant, but that's never been the case at Mishaway Pines.
Well, no, we went through a major, you know, upgrade about 20 years ago, just doing everything we can to keep the course up to date and in excellent condition. We're blessed with a great layout here, but combined with that layout, we've definitely put a lot of TLC into the golf course, hoping we can keep it one of the best around.
Well, it's always in great shape, and the greens are very much the defense of the golf course, but there's a lot of unique routed holes and as challenging as it is playable.
Yes, the layout's awesome. We have done some additional work on our greenside bunkers. You know, you can play the golf course over 7,000 yards if you want to, so there's all the challenge one that wakes up and wants in a day, for sure.
So talk a little bit. You and I were gabbing for a couple minutes before we went on the air about some special events and things that are going to celebrate the 50th anniversary.
Yes, it's our 50th anniversary season. We're going to have a number of community events to celebrate. We're going to have a big golf event to celebrate on June 30th this season. We have some beautiful 50th anniversary merchandise in the golf shop, so we're making a fun year, and we're going to celebrate the whole season long.
One of the wonderful things about Mishaway Pines Golf Course is that even though you have a lot of members, especially the folks that live at Mishaway, it's open to the public. And tell our listeners a little bit about that, Judy. What are the rates now? Are we in the shoulder season? People interested in booking up a round or two at Mishaway?
Yeah, the rates are all listed on our website, the current rates at MishawayPines.com. But we have, seasonal rates for the spring during the month of May. When we get into September, we'll have fall rates again. And then we'll have summer season rates, midsummer, June, July, and August. And the good thing, too, is the rates go down a little bit at 1 o'clock, and then they go down daily at 4 o'clock as well. If you're looking for a bargain, you can save a little bit money later in the day.
Do you still have the Otsego County rates?
We do, yes. We will offer special rates to those living in Otsego County and even Crawford County. So if you mention a county rate and you live in Otsego or Crawford, because it's right here on our doorstep, we would love to offer you a county rate.
Yeah, it's always a nice feature, and as we continue to talk to Judy Mason about the playability, a great way to get in a round of golf. And usually, you know, it's a four-hour round or less, Judy. It's another great feature of Mishaway. It's an easy course to play.
Yeah, it's playable. You know, like I said, you can find all the challenge you want if you want to add some length to your day out here. But the rounds don't typically take much more than around 4 hours or so on average. So you won't get stuck out there for a long, long day on the golf course. It moves around pretty good. It's enjoyable to play. It doesn't wear you out and beat you up. So it's a course you can play every day if you want.
What about the league situation? We, you know, up here in northern Michigan, most of the leagues have started a week or two. Do you have any space in any of your leagues?
We do. We still have leagues that have space. We have all of our league information is also listed on our website at MishawayPines.com. There's a page that hosts all of our league and event details. And most of our leagues still have openings. There's one league that's kind of set with partners and set for the season, but we actually accept subs for that league as well. But all of our leagues still have openings. And we'd love to have you come out and try it out here at Mishaway.
You know, Judy, I don't want to ask. I don't. Have you? You haven't been there all 50 years.
No, not all 50, but
it just seems about, that way.
About when you add it up, about half of the opening 50 years, I probably spent about 25 of them here. So,
yeah.
It's been a fun place to spend a lot of time.
I was going to say, you're as important of a fixture at Mishaway, period, not just the golf course. So of your 25 years, is there any kind of standout moments in your head, you know, big matches or wild hole-in-ones or maybe, without naming names, a couple of crazy things that might have happened on the golf course?
Well, yeah. Well, one of them is one day when we had our Knights of the Fairway, 12 guys that play every Friday morning in full gear knickers.
Right.
And those guys were out one morning, and on number 11 out here on the Pines course, one of the gentlemen stood up and knocked it in the hole, had a hole in one, and so they all celebrated for a couple minutes, and then the next guy stood up and he had a hole in one. So of all, I never, you know, that's probably a once in a lifetime. It's crazy that two guys shot to shot, one after another, knocked it in the hole for hole in ones out here. So that day I'll never forget.
Sure. Yeah, I heard of a similar thing a few years ago at Oakland Hills during the member guest over there, and then I remember seeing the quote about what the odds are of somebody having a hole-in-one on top of another hole-in-one.
Right.
And
right.
They are astronomical.
For sure. That'll be a day I never forget, because I probably need to appreciate it, because I'll never see it again, I don't think.
Good thing it didn't happen with Jim Wiernig having a car on the hole. So.
That's right. For sure.
They would have had to end up splitting it.
That's right.
Judy, just since we're talking about the golf course, when did tee time, what's the first tee time right now, and what's the last tee time?
You know, right now, this spring, we're starting, you know, anywhere, sometimes around 8 or so. It varies because we're still doing some spring projects out there.
Uh-huh.
Right now, because the kids are still in school, we're letting people out generally to around 6 o'clock or so. And that'll certainly expand when school gets out and temperatures warm up and we finish a few of our great projects that we're working on out there. So lots of hours in the day to get out and play.
Oh, no doubt about it. And when you're in the area, I do want to ask you one other thing, because I tried to get a hold of you a couple of weeks ago. We had your sister golf courses, Gaylord Golf Club and Black Lake on, and you still have that program with those two other golf courses, right?
That's right. So one of our stay-and-play packages, you know, Mishaway's involved in many throughout the Gaylord Golf Mecca Lodging Partners, but one of our most popular is the lodging up at the Black Lake facility, at the UAW facility up there, and then play the Black Lake course. The Mishaway Pines course and Gaylord Golf Club. It's our tour package where you get three quality courses and a wonderful place to stay up there. And it's all for, you know, a great price. It varies throughout the season, but it's a great way to come up or, you know, maybe go stay, just get away, not a staycation, but stay close to home maybe, but get a break from your home and go play three great golf courses with a change of scenery. So a lot of great places to stay in the Gaylord Golf Mecca, but that's one of the most popular.
Yeah, and if you go to MishawayPines.com, you also have a link for those as well.
That's right. Yep.
Judy Mason from the Mishaway Pines Golf Club. Great to check in with you, Judy, and I'm sure I'll see you out there real soon.
Sounds good, Jerry. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio's Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. We're back to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. I'm on the phone with Matt Phipps, who's the director of golf at Wild Bluff Golf Course in Brimley. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. We haven't had you guys on in a couple of years. We love our partnership with Bay Mills and especially the wonderful golf course at Wild Bluffs right across the street. Tell our listeners a little bit about it, especially if they haven't had a chance to tee it up there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a diamond in the rough. We're way up here, but well, I'll tell you, it's a great golf course. And like you said, right across the street from the casino, lots of really good views up there across Lake Superior, seeing to Canada. You got that view about six or seven times as you play the 18 holes here. Great golf course again, built in 1998. It's matured very well since then and always in really good shape. And we've got five sets of tees here, actually six. We created a hybrid set. Of tees that are between the blues and the whites. That's fairly new, but lots of tees with can fit in any game. If you get on those back tees, it is all you want. Very, very difficult.
Amen.
Yeah,
first time I played it, I went all the way back.
And, you saw the teeth, man, right off the bat.
Yeah. And, some of the views are just incredible. You get, we call it the bluffs, and then you can see Lake Superior and a number of miles. You know, one thing I really love about the course, Matt, is with Lake Superior right there, you know, the air, the breathing and the flavor, the smells in the air, it's something special.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's also nice to have a little breeze coming off that lake. Anybody who lives in northern Michigan knows what a pain in the butt the bugs can be when they get going. So having that nice little constant breeze kind of helps keep the bugs off of you.
Well, I haven't played it with a big nor'easter coming in there, but I imagine that occasionally that wind can be quite an effect on your game.
Yes. As helpful it is with the bugs, it can absolutely turn on you and ruin your golf game for sure. We got a lot of elevation holes here too. So, you know, number 15, for instance, that's our signature par three. About an 80-foot drop there from tee to green. So if you get the wind up in your face on that hole, boy, you talk about a hard club selection. It can really be difficult when that wind starts pumping.
Yeah. What are some of the other holes that are really your favorites at Wild Bluffs?
My personal favorite's 18, just because of the view. Got our nice clubhouse sitting right there. Can see kind of over top of that to the casino, and beyond that Lake Superior, and beyond that Canada. And it's, again, elevated tee shot. Not quite as big as 15. I'd probably say that's around a 60-foot drop, something like that. But great hole to, you know, hit a big bomb on, balls in the air for a long time, great view. And, as long as you hit the fairway, that's a pretty easy hole.
Yeah, you've got a match going, and somebody comes to 18 and hits a big one and might be able to take a few bucks off their buddies.
Absolutely. Sure can.
Matt, tell us a little bit about what your rates are, if they're movable. Do you have we're having this over Memorial Day weekend, so what are the rates now, and when do they go up, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, actually, at the very tail end of our off-season rates here, this weekend, June 1st, we'll go to our summer rates. So right now, currently, we're at $55 per person. That includes cart and range balls for 18 holes, and then we have a twilight deal after 2 o'clock, which is probably our most popular seller there. We're at $40 for that, for 18 holes in the cart and range balls right now. June the 1st, that will jump to $75 for 18, and then our twilight will be $45, which is still a phenomenal deal. If you've ever played here, you know $45 is a really good deal.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, really, as you said, you know, we say that a lot in the business, especially in northern Michigan, hidden gems. But really, sure. I don't know a golf course that is as pretty and as playable for those dollars as Wild Bluffs is, and especially you can turn it into a golf package at the casino because the stay and play rates are fantastic as well.
Yes sir, we do that particularly for larger groups. That stay and play package is a really good deal there, but we even if you don't have a big group, just booking a room and booking the golf separately, you'll still come out with a really good deal there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You referenced the clubhouse before. That was one of the biggest surprises for me, is the clubhouse is gorgeous and enormous. It's quite the building.
It's pretty good size. We fit a lot of merchandise in here, carry all the top brands there, and fill this place up. And of course, upstairs we have our restaurant lounge. Yeah, great clubhouse. We actually have a lot of weddings here, believe it or not. It's something that's really really picked up in the last few years. They get to have the ceremony right there by 18 Pond, where the fountain's going in the background. You know, great view there. And sometimes they'll run up to 18T and take their wedding photos. But that backdrop is obviously pretty sweet. So yeah, that's something that's really picked up. Have the reception in our outdoor pavilion we have there right beside the clubhouse, which was added in around I'm not sure the exact year, somewhere around 2012, something like that. So about 10 years we've had that, and that the wedding business has really, really picked up there. A lot of people enjoy it here.
It's not surprising at all that you have weddings there, because it's so green, it's so lush. I think you could probably fit 100 people into the golf pavilion for a wedding, maybe even more than that. So
yeah, we usually have 150 is kind of the standard setup for that. So yeah, it doesn't look all that big, but when we get everything set up, you can easily fit 150 people in there for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Even without the food service, you could obviously get a sandwich and bring it over before you came over from the casino. But I got to imagine that you still have beverages available.
Oh, absolutely. You can't have a golf course without cold beer, can you?
I don't believe so, especially that close to Canada, my friend.
I'm pretty sure that's against the rules. But no, we have a little halfway house up on the hill. We call it the Starter Shack. It's right there at number 1T, and then you'll see it again at number 10T. And you can actually get some snacks there. We got hot dogs and brats, really good hot dogs that we got up there. So yeah, you get all your beer and liquor and all your snacks and chips and whatnot. You can get that right at the first tee, and then you'll see them again at the 10th tee.
Matt, how do they get? I've been on the website. You've got great flyovers of the holes, and so people that are hearing this conversation and want to learn more about Wild Bluffs and booking tee times, how do they do that, sir?
The website is a great place for all that. It's got our rates on there. As far as making tee times, just call the golf shop directly. 906-248-5860 is our direct line there. And if you happen to call the 800 number and get the hotel, they'll just transfer you over. No big deal there. But yeah, most of our information is right there on that website. And if anybody else has any questions beyond that, they can always call, and our staff will be happy to help.
Well, Matt, you've been very helpful this morning here on Finding Fairways, and hope we get a few more people up to just an incredible golf experience and a little gambling on the side if you want to go across the street to the casino. That's Wild Bluffs and Bay Mills. Thanks, Matt.
One more note on the rates we were talking about. Obviously, we haven't had much Canadians here the last couple of years because of COVID and the border, and we do Canadian at par days on Sundays and Tuesdays. So that would be, say, June the 1st, that would be 75 Canadian on Sundays and Tuesdays for that. So certainly great to see the Canadians coming back over.
Amen to that, Matt. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's going to do it for Finding Fairways. As we like to say around these parts, find a fairway of your own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. We'll be back with you here next week, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Time to check in with our good friends at Boyne Golf. I've got Ken Griffin on the phone. And Ken, I just wanted to thank you and all the folks at Boyne for donating some rounds of golf for the Fuel Fest event that we're doing to fuel the recovery for all the damage that's happened in Gaylord.
Yeah, well, Jerry, it's just contributing a very small part to overall trying to help out. Certainly our thoughts this week have been with those in the Gaylord area that were affected by the devastating tornado just over a week ago.
Yeah, luckily it didn't get up in the Boyne area or Boyne Highlands area. It just managed to miss the Otsego Club in treetops. So at least that portion of our economy in Gaylord has been unaffected.
Yeah, well, we were fortunate to report that we weren't damaged by any of it, and all 10 of our courses are open, as is a lot of the tourism industry here in northern Michigan. Is there were certainly some businesses damaged, but for those planning to come up for this weekend or future in the summer, there wasn't a lot of damage. So we did receive some rain this past week, and our courses are in really great shape, Jerry.
Well, I'm sure, you know, even though holiday weekends can be a little dicey, I know you're busy because I saw how many people were driving up for Memorial Day, although it's probably a pretty good weekend to go to BoyneGolf.com and find some tee time.
Yeah, we do have some openings, and the weather is going to be great. You know, like I said, we did have some rain, but the temperatures and the course conditions are going to be great this week. And, you know, there's still some time for the listeners to book our PGA offer. They have till June 1st to book the Play It Your Way golf package. It's two nights with four rounds of golf, check-in Sunday through Wednesday, and you save 10% when you use the code PGA Championship. And while you need to book it by the 1st, these are available all summer.
Yeah, and fantastic deal. You got to go to BoeingGolf.com. And just for the information for our listeners, you've got your first major event happening next weekend.
Yeah, well, actually, during the week, June 6th and 7th, on the Arthur Hills and Heather courses, the Adidas State Program, we welcome back again.
Yeah, great competition on great golf courses. So find it all on BoeingGolf.com. Again, Ken, thanks for your contribution to the recovery in Gaylord.
Well, we just hope that they recover quickly.